Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, Darren is here, and Dundalk FC are still with us for the moment, Darren.
Absolutely, Audrey. Yeah, Dundalk's future looking a lot brighter than it did this time yesterday morning. It's been reported that discussions are ongoing over a proposed takeover. The deal could happen this week and it would stop the club from sliding into administration. Now, Dundalk, such a wonderful tradition and history, over 120 years old and great success in the last decade or so. Five league titles, three FAI Cups and, of course, reaching the group stages of European competition twice in that 10-year period. Well, the club supporters turned out in huge numbers last night I guess it was really an act of solidarity and to show the club that they were behind them. And among the crowd was former captain John Murphy, who spoke to our own Tony O'Donoghue. Now, John captained the side to a league title back in 1963, and he really spoke from the heart here. He believes the fans need to be heard.
You know, there doesn't seem to be much of a foundation here at the moment because the fans haven't been taken into consideration whatsoever all along. It was just like drifted along with the tide, like, you know. You know and I know that the fans are the heartbeat of any club. And instead of that, they were left out in the cold. They showed with golf classics and stuff like that, they're only too willing to learn, but they haven't been asked to do that. And that's where you get your people going through the turnstiles and to pay your wages, as the fans.
You've heard that there may be a reprieve, that there may be some new investors come in the next 24 hours. How does that make you feel?
Oh, I'd be delighted with that, Tony, because Friday night to me is like going to Mass years ago. It's a way of life now, you know, and I've been doing it now. I played lucky enough to captain Dundalk in 63, as I said, and I'm here at 86 years of age and I'm enjoying every minute of it. And I think it's very, very sad to see the club in the situation it is. And hopefully maybe it's to kick up the bum that we need it, that something drastic has to be done and get everyone involved and get back to where Dundalk should be.
Yeah, Friday night's a way of life there for John Murphy. Let's hope there's many, many more of them to come for him. Shamrock Rovers kept in touch with the Premier Division leaders with a 2-1 win away to Galway United last night. The side's level on points going into the match, but that victory sees Rovers go third, 8 points off the leader Shelburne. The winning goal, a little bit of controversy around this one. I have to say I feel desperately disappointed for Gary Buckley, the Galway defender, who turned the ball into his own net in spectacular fashion under a bit of pressure from Johnny Kenny. And John Caulfield, the Galway manager, felt that there was a foul when the players came together, causing the ball to be turned into his own net for Gary Buckley.
You know, you have to admire the quality of Rovers, and they're a really top team, and they're brilliant players, to be fair to them. Look, they're in the group stage of Europe. But with a night like this and you're here, you have to hope that some decisions go for you. And tonight, a lot of them, we felt, didn't in that crucial part of the second half when there was, you know, the game was let run, and certainly the challenge at the end, we felt it was possibly a free out. But look, you move on, and we have a massive game again on Friday night.
Yeah, that is John Caulfield. The Champions League returns tonight. New look to this year's competition. 36 teams. It's a league format, so all teams are in one group, if you know what I mean. 8 different opponents, 4 home, 4 away. A little bit confusing. I'll go into it in a lot more detail a little bit later on. But basically, there's some massive games tonight already. Aston Villa back in the top tier of European football for the first time in 41 years. They're away to Young Boys. 5:45 start there. Liverpool away to Milan at 8 o'clock. The Irish women's rugby team have climbed 2 places in the world rankings following their win against Australia. The squad travelled to Canada for tests against the host nation, New Zealand and the USA, and that squad will be named later on today. Finally, today's racing is at Punchestown. That gets underway at 5 to 2.